Just a word about the ministry that Pastor Samuel does. Again, we got to know Pastor Samuel back in 2005, right around in there. When we went down to help after Hurricane Rita, and it was mostly Rita, but Katrina before that, had destroyed much of Bridge City, that surrounding area. There was a lot of damage. And so we helped tear down their church building, and then the next year we went and helped build a new church building. And that one's only been flooded twice since then. But Pastor Samuel has a neat ministry there. He's the pastor of the church there in Bridge City. In addition to that, he speaks around the world, and so he's been traveling to Israel and Sri Lanka and a number of other countries pretty much every year, working with churches in Israel. There are a lot of Christian churches in Israel. He's had the opportunity to speak in a number of them. And then in India, he has a network of pastors that are supported through the ministry there as they're doing church planting and have local churches there. And many of those churches have a large number of Hindu people that were formerly Hindu, and they've converted to Christianity. And just really, really neat. I can't tell you just how neat it was to be there in 2011. But then they have a couple of orphanages also, and those are just such sweet ministries there. Young kids that are just, not only are they taken care of, but they're learning the Word of God, and there's really just neat things that are happening in the lives of those kids. And oftentimes they do have one family member and one parent, but that parent can't afford to support them, and so the orphanage is able to help the whole remainder of the family. So it's a great ministry. We're going to show a video clip, and you can just see a picture of some of what the ministry does there. And after the video clip, then Pastor Samuel is going to come and share with us this morning.
Lately I've been reeling, watching the nightly news. Don't seem to find the rhythm, just wanna sing the blues. Feels like a song that never stops, feels like it's never gonna.
Gotta get that fire back in my bones before my heart turns into stone. So when somebody please pass the megaphone, I'll shout it on the count of three. Down in my heart to stay.
joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay.
Morning. I want to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to thank Pastor Brian for welcoming us this year to come and minister to you and meet with all our friends and partners once again. And like Pastor told you all, we met after Hurricane destroyed my church. You know, that's where the Bible says all things work together for good. Hurricane is bad. For me, it was good because it helped me to meet you all and join hands together to reach the world for Jesus. Amen. So it's so good to be with you all. And like Pastor said, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, we will share some more videos of my ministry in France and Israel. And we have a task. Jesus commanded, go ye into all the world. Not just Big Timber. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So as much as you believe, God will open the door and he will make a way. I started my life in India in a broken family. My father was an atheist. He left my mother and four children when I was 13 years old. But I got saved in 1966. Came to know Jesus as my personal Savior. I changed my life. And God called me to the ministry in 1971, so I resigned my job as an accountant in a 5-star hotel and went to preach the gospel. Didn't have money, but I had Jesus. He made a way. Just like he made a way to build a new church for us through your church. Amen? So he always make a way. All we got to do, believe. Huh? You have a choice whether you believe or live in fear and unbelief. And the Bible says many times that you got to believe. Now this morning I want to share with you a little bit about freedom from bondages or deliverance. Many, many Christians abound. You see, many people in the video, when they hear the gospel, it changes their life. Not only save their soul, you know, we get to understand more of the saving of soul as we grow in the Lord. But we many times seek God for our earthly needs, for our food, our clothes, job, our good marriage, our good job, finances. Only for earthly things we seek God. And while we are seeking God, going to church, The devil tried to trap you in many ways. God is a good God, but the devil is a bad devil. Huh? And then God is good, not just sometime, but all the time. Can you say that with me? God is good? Some more. God is good? Yeah, get that in your heart. Because you know what the devil does? He does something bad and make you blame God. That's what he tried to do to Job. Huh? So I want to tell you how the enemy can come and trick you. You know, after you get born again, you need to be set free. How many of you know about Lazarus? He was dead. When he was sick, they sent word. Jesus didn't go. And he delayed. And then Lazarus died. And they buried him in a tomb. Now Jesus goes over there. Huh? We sang about the power in the name of Jesus. Huh? He's like the Lion of Judah. There's power in the name of Jesus. You need to experience that power in your life to overcome the things that hold you down. Huh? And what happened? When we believe in the name of Jesus, God will set us free from everything that is holding us in bondage. The Bible tells us, you know, many people are bound in fear, worry, sickness, poverty, lust, drunkenness, pride, jealousy, and you can name it. You know, after you get saved, it's like Lazarus coming again to life. Jesus stood in front of the tomb and said, "Move that stone." And after they moved the stone, all Jesus did was, "Lazarus, come forth." Oh, come on out. Huh? But you know how he was put in the tomb? His face was tied up, hands were tied up, legs were tied up. Huh? But you got to try that one time when you go home. Huh? Tie your brother or sister. Huh? Say, "Come on, get up." They wouldn't be able to get up. But what brought that Lazarus standing up? The power of God just took him and stood him there. And he was still bound. His head, hands, and legs. You read that, okay? And Jesus said to the people, "Loose him." Say, "Loose him." Say that again, "Loose him." That's an important word for deliverance. Every time you see people bound, you got to loose them. Deliver them. Set them go. Set them free so that they can go. Huh? Have you ever thought about the power that Jesus had that can make the dead man to stand up and he couldn't lose all those grave clothes? Yes, he can. But he wants you to do the rest. You got born again. You became a new person in Christ. You are alive in Christ. But you still hanging on to old tradition from family, from friends. Huh? Many young kids are caught up in being stylish and modern. Huh? You know what modern and stylish are? Stuff from other countries that'll put you in bondage. Huh? I come from India, and they have 333 million gods and goddesses. How many God you heard about before? Huh? They all got names too. Huh? And you want to be free from them? Don't take anything from overseas. They all come in different name, and that's a name that you cannot understand because they put on a new name. Huh? They come in the name of style, fashion, huh? They come on your jewelry, on your decoration in your house, on the game you play, video game, huh? Or the show you watch. And now you come to church, you pray, you read the Bible, and you go home, you can't sleep. You got nightmares. How many of you had nightmares? Don't raise your hand. And you're mad, rage, violent. Where did all this come from? Your parents wonder, "I didn't teach my kids all this. I don't know where they get all this." You got to come back to Jesus. Because God's word says, huh, there are some natures that need to be broken that come from your family, ancestral curses. Blessings also follows from four parents. Curses also follows from four parents. So you break the curses. Huh? The Bible says many people are rebellious against God. Before you came to Jesus and after you come to Jesus, you realize what you were. And now you are in the darkness. Now you're in the light. So you got to break the spirit of rebellion. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:23, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Anybody has anything to do with stubbornness? Huh? Rebellion? Get rid of it. Huh? And that's why Jesus came. In the name of Jesus. You know how you get rid of it? Huh? Asking. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all my rebellion, all my stubbornness. Lord, I want to be free. This thing is not from me. It comes from my dad, our mom, our grandma, our grandpa. You know, a lot of time we think it's fun. Oh, yeah, he got it from his father. He got it from his mother. Every time somebody's bad, mother say, hey, he got it from you. But we have our Heavenly Father now, in whom we are born again. We are born of His blood. We got victory over all those things that holds us in bondage. So God says, come out from among them. Be ye separate. So when you come to Jesus, you need to forsake things that are of the world. God says in Psalm 107:20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You know what bondage do? Destroys you. A man is bound with alcohol or drug or sex, greed, whatever it is. What it does is destroys. Jesus put it all in one word. He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what you got to seek. And if you seek that, that's what you live. Life. Life is a blessing. Death is a curse. That's why Jesus came and died on the cross, to break the curse of death. And He overcame hell and death. So you got to trust God. How do you trust God? By trusting His word. And in life, another thing that happens, there are many people bound by this, is bitterness, unforgiveness, offenses. You know, when you come to Jesus, you need to know that it is the love of Jesus that saved you. For God so loved, put your name there, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that life begins the day you turn your life over to Jesus, and you're going to live forever. Now, why you want to have the things that want to destroy you here and make your life hell? God has given you power in the name of Jesus, power over hell. That's why we need to learn to love people, whether we like them or not. We may not like everything, but we got to love them. That's how Jesus loved us, unconditionally. When you don't love, then the enemy takes advantage of that and make you to be a mean person. And you hate. And you hold grudges. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11 tells us that we got to know the tricks of the devil. How does it say? 2 Corinthians 2:10 says, to whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. This is what Paul says to Corinthians church. He says, if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Jesus Christ. So you got to forgive everyone who offended you, who hurt you, who did things deliberately or ignorantly. When people do things, don't hate them. Love them and pray for them. Forgive them. You got to go home and read Matthew chapter 18. Jesus gives us a parable how you got to forgive. Not just seven times, but seven times 70 a day. That's how much Jesus forgives you. Even after you get saved, you make mistakes, you sin again, you fall again, but you will rise again because he forgives you. And the Bible says you got to forgive lest, verse 11, 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. How many of you can really say, for I am not ignorant of the devices of the enemy? Huh? Do you know how you get to know the tricks of the devil? By reading the Bible. It starts from the beginning. In the book of Genesis, we read how tricky the devil was. You know, Genesis 3:11 says, God is speaking to Adam. He said, who told you that thou wert naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? Only one command God gave in the Garden of Eden, and that is not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They couldn't keep one commandment. You know why? Because of the devil. Because they listened to the devil. Huh? And they disobeyed God. That's why God asked, who told you? Who told you? If you want to have life, if you want to live free in the liberty that God has for you, you need to be careful who you listen to. Huh? Many of you listen to God and the world. And the devil uses the world. Huh? Trick you and put you in bondage in many things. Give you a little story of my life here when I came to America. They're trying to teach me American life, okay? I started my life. I bought a travel trailer with my two kids. And I paid cash for that, $1,500, okay? And I never had a loan in the bank that I was in debt long time. When I was in India, I bought a two-wheeler. I borrowed money from the bank, paid it back. But in America, they said, man, everybody got a house note and a car note. It's okay. And I go ask the bank, hey, I want to buy a house. They're trying to figure out a note that I can pay them 30 years. I figured it out. I can pay it off in 5 years. How many? 5 years. That was in 1984. I'm buying a $35,000 house because God told me to finance it for 5 years. And the bank officer I was about to go fall said, make it 7 years if you think too hard. And I bought it and paid for it, 7 years. Huh? Then now, I enjoy the interest money that they would be getting. Huh? You got to listen. Don't listen to everybody. If I would have listened to everybody, I would have got a 30-year note. Huh? And like that, in many ways, everything that you need from life, ask God. Because God's word says, acknowledge him in all your ways. He will direct your paths. Don't listen to commercial. Huh? They'll tell you to get Discover card, charge it as much as you want because you're going to get 1% back and become a millionaire. And people believe a lie. Oh yeah, I'm going to charge it. Put it on my card. Then when he couldn't pay it, then they don't tell you how to get out. You choke. You're bound. Huh? Do you know what a freedom it is to live without debt? I've been living that life 25 years. I'm not living in that travel trailer anymore. Huh? God blessed us with many things. Huh? Houses, cars, mission, people. Huh? Here I come. I was in a motel. Then in 2 days, I got a house, whole house. Bill Bafasa. He said, I sold my house, and they're not going to get it in a month. Instead of getting a room in a house, I got a whole house. See how good God is? And I don't have to pay for it. Mortal got the money, and they gave me only one room. And then I got to climb upstairs. I said, bring me down. That's why you got to call on God for everything. He will make a way. You know where? Do you know in America we have a saying, no way, Jose. But God never has that in his vocabulary. Even there is nothing like that on this earth, he will make one for you because he is a creator. That's why he said, I will make a way where there is no way. Many times in my life, I heard the devil say, no way. But God says, I am the way. So you got to believe God and don't believe the deception of the devil. And he comes into your house to bring curses, to bring sickness, to bring destruction. That's why you got to watch how the enemy goes about deceiving. Do you know how the devil can get into your house so easy? How many of you got cell phone? Is there anybody here that don't have a cell phone in your house? Raise your hand. See? There you got the door. In your house, no cell phone? Or TV? One of it there, right? TV is there. You see, that's all the devil needs. He will come, and what you watch on that commercial is a trap. Okay? Don't listen to everything they say it's good for you. Actually, it's good for them. Okay? But they say it's good for you. And they say, we're reaching out to you. They're not reaching out to you. The only one reached out to us is Jesus, all the way from heaven down to earth to give his life. If anybody that say they're reaching out to you, see what they give. They give nothing, but they want to take from you. Jesus is a giver. But the devil is a taker. Like I said, God is a good God. And the devil is a bad devil. That's why you got to watch what your children are watching. You give them the cell phone because it babysits them. Okay? And those movies they watch, cartoon they play, everything, 90% demonic. And the origin of the story. Songs. And the story they watch put fear in the heart of the people. Worry. Even if you're walking healthy, they say, the commercials say, oh, this is a good medicine. Go check your doctor, see if you can take that medicine. Okay? That medicine, 10 cents in India, is sold for $10 here. What is a dollar in India is $100 here. Don't listen to everything. The Bible says, listen to God. How do you listen to God? Every morning when you get up, open your Bible. He'll speak to you. Make it a habit. I see in the bulletin, you know, you have a program, how to read the Bible. You know, I've read the Bible so many times. And every time you read, you learn new things. And the Word of God is given for you to have power over the enemy so that you will not be under, you'll be over. Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah. What does the lion do in the wilderness? Don't bow to anything. Everything else, bow. All the lion had to do, roar. And that lion is in you. That's Jesus Christ. He says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If the greater one is in me, why I am enslaved by the enemy? Many things that they sell as a decoration, home interior, jewelry, this and that, watch. Don't bring everything in. Don't wear everything. Don't hang everything. It's a cursed thing. You don't know how much witchcraft they do to affect the people. The devil hates America. Huh? But God loves America. But we need to listen to God if we love God and obey His word. Huh? When you obey God, you'll see more blessing, because God is a God of love and compassion. These are last days that we live. And Jesus warned us that many false Christs will come. False prophets will come. They'll do great signs and wonder. Watch it. Don't listen to everything. Don't buy everything. Even here in Montana, there are things that are sold in the store I've seen. That's from India. Anything from India, you don't need it. It's all enchanted by the Hindus, and you don't need that. You want to know more? You can come tomorrow, ask me. Tomorrow night, I'll tell you. Okay? Because I got delivered from all that, and I deliver people that are in bondage. So the Word of God gives you enough warning and gives you the understanding how to have power with God, so you can exercise power and authority over the enemy, so you can be free from the bondages, whether it is spiritual, physical, or mental, or sickness, whatever it is. You can be free. Whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Father God, we thank you that you came not only to save us, but to heal us and deliver us. Give us the freedom to live a life in peace, joy, blessings, and prosperity. Lord, you know the hearts of each and every one here. You know their needs. Lord, I pray that you intervene in their life. Open the eyes of their understanding. Set them free from the bondages that they are in. And if they don't know, Lord, expose those darkness so that it can be put out or destroyed in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for the freedom in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.